On the phone, we've got Jason Forsyth, Frankfort Street Department Superintendent. Jason, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No problem, Kevin. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing all right. So far, so good anyway. We got the word last night that the travel warning going to go into effect. I know you guys probably tried to take a little break last night and get everyone some rest and then get ready for round two today.
Well, actually, we've been working around the clock. I had a setup, Kevin, where we had a night shift come in at 7 p.m. Actually, Tuesday night was the first night they came in at 7, just to get them into that change of hours for themselves, to get themselves some rest. But we ran recycle yesterday, which put us a little behind the eight ball, but we needed to do that on Wednesday since we didn't do it the week prior. And we had some guys out yesterday. I think it helped us a little bit with it not turning to snow until around noon yesterday. But we've worked, everybody's worked around the clock. We haven't had a situation where we've been with nobody here. We've had, like I said, seven guys last night from 7 till 7 this morning, and then our normal day shift crew came back in. We got about 12 pieces of equipment out there roaming around right now. We got our loaders, one of our loaders downtown with our snow box cleaning downtown with the help of the sewer department, which I appreciate very much. Their help there getting that snow removed from downtown. And then we have our other front-end loader taking care of all the cul-de-sacs and things like that here in town. It's a lot easier for them to do that than it is for a normal plow. So, But we've got two guys in every quadrant of the city. We've got our two-ton, our orange two-tons, hitting all the outlying areas. Williams, Kelly, and MASH have been giving us fits quite a bit the last couple days. It's continuing because that's where we see most of our wind, not like Rick out in the county all the time, but but we do have that situation sometimes. Hang on just a minute.
Sure. Again, we're talking with Frankfort Street Department Superintendent Jason Forsyth, who's no problem at all.
We've been, those outlying areas for us are a struggle to keep them. We're just kind of running those areas constantly around the clock. And then our side roads, we really worked on overnight. The snow stopped there yesterday evening and stayed away for about 4 or 5 hours, which helped us kind of get caught up on our side streets. We really worked hard on trying to get those at least opened up anyway. It may not be in the best of shape, but they are opened up so people can drive. And then we came in and started hitting the mains again this morning. So I think we're doing pretty well for what we've dealt with. I'm hoping the wind kind of stays away today. Doesn't look like that's maybe going to happen, but it also doesn't seem like we're getting as much snow as I thought we would end up getting either. So that's been that should be a godsend as well. So just hoping, just trying to get the guys home for rest. We'll continue to run that night shift again tonight at 7 o'clock, and if we need to do something on Friday, we might do it then. I'm not sure if we'll do that on Friday or not. I know the temperatures are supposed to drop, so that could cause some problems for us on the roads as far as needing to salt or something like that once we clear them into tomorrow. So
right. So you said that we don't have the problems that the county would have, with them being out in the country and it being flat and everything. But there are still some issues, and I love the travel warning because there's really no need to be out, especially with the additional 3 to 5 inches, and then the wind will pick up today. So as we've been saying, we're not out of the woods yet.
No, not at all. And I really appreciate the commissioners and the mayor making that decision to do that as quickly as they did. That helps us so much, being able to clear downtown and other roadways, not having to wait on that extra traffic. Obviously, the factories have always played a key part in what we decide to do, I think, here. And I know Frito-Lay and HK made decisions pretty early on that they weren't going to run. And that made the commissioner's decisions a little bit easier, too. But obviously, it's all about the safety of everyone involved. But if you don't have to get out, stay inside. It's not nice out there, we've had a couple of our trucks get stuck this morning, And, you know, I know the Sheriff's Department had a lot of accidents, a lot of semis getting stuck out in the county. If you don't have to get out, don't get out. And I think that was a nice thing for the commissioners and the mayor to make the decision on. And Daryl and his group, EMA and Central Dispatch, keeping us all informed on what's going on. It's been pretty smooth. I think we were all prepared, and knew it was coming and prepared ourselves for it. So, definitely a nice thing not having everyone out and about. And I did want to tell you, thank you, Kevin, as well. I heard you mention on the radio this morning about the private companies. Please don't plow your snow out into our street.
Mm-hmm.
We're not paid to take care of their mess. They're paid a fee to take care of and put their snow where they need to put it. And, we got enough snow downtown that we don't need any more. I mean,
right.
If you take a drive down through there, we got mountains of snow piled everywhere downtown, and that just takes up more time for our guys to worry about. So anytime that you can, you know, obviously we had the same issues last year where people were plowing their snow in front of businesses downtown and down by Old Stoney, and it's not a good thing. You know,
right.
I mean, you know, they're getting paid for that. They need to find a place to put their snow. And I've actually had a couple conversations this morning with a couple different entities out on Wilshire and Hoke and another area where, you know, I said, hey, you know, you got to stop this. Don't do it no more.
Mm-hmm.
So people are responding to that. Hopefully that, you know, if anyone's listening, that they continue to do that, you know. And it, obviously some of those going out on state roads too. I mean,
sure.
It's having to deal with it. It's a state highway or the county highway.
Right.
So, I appreciate you doing that. Hopefully we'll help get the word across to people to do what they're supposed to do. But other than that, like I said, the guys worked long hours, and hopefully by the end of today anyway, the worst will be past us, and the wind will hold up for us here in town, and we can try to get in front of this here before Friday. So.
All right. One final thought. I had spoke with the mayor earlier here on Party Line, and I've been real impressed with everybody working together in communications and everybody knowing everything so we can get it out to the listeners. And so whatever we're doing, Jason, I don't know what that is. Let's not change anything.
No. We always, we've had a couple meetings. The city and county officials had a couple meetings prior to yesterday, before noon, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
and one the day before that, and we, like I said, everybody always works together, but it definitely us getting that information to you and you getting it out to your listeners, the viewers you see on Clinton County Daily News, definitely helps get that out, and Facebook, things like that, city's website. It's been nice. Kimberly's been a busy gal here the last several days, and we always appreciate her help, and obviously the dispatch getting it out in Nixle and things like that, so people are aware of what's going on.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you again for everything, Jason, and we will talk to you, I'm sure, later on today, probably a couple times, and probably a couple times over the next couple days. So call anytime, and thanks for your time.
All right, Kevin. Thanks for having us on. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much.